It is the privilege and joy of the handmaids of the precious blood to bring to you a spiritual conference given by Father John A. Hardin, S.J. Father Hardin's conferences have proved to be of invaluable inspiration to priests, religious, and laity alike, particularly in these days of unrest and turmoil. Father Hardin is professor of systematic theology at the Jesuit School of Theology, Loyola University, Chicago. Father conducts a course in Catholic higher education at St. John's University in Jamaica, New York. He is a well-known author, lecturer, and consultant to various national, religious, and educational enterprises, and is renowned as a retreat master and spiritual director. Father Hardin is the author of the Catholic Catechism, a contemporary catechism written according to the norms established by the Holy See in the new General Catechetical Directory. In the following conference, Father Hardin speaks on the subject, the Eucharist as the living Christ. Father Hardin.
We can simply transmit the crisis of faith affecting the Eucharist in our day. We know it is real. I believe that in large measure that crisis of faith within Catholic ranks is particularly a crisis of faith regarding the Eucharist. That for many reasons, perhaps the most dramatic, is what we know happened when Christ first announced that he would give his own flesh to eat and blood to drink, as described for us by the Apostle John. You recall so many people who had until then been devoted to Christ began first to murmur, then to wonder, finally to doubt, and to leave his company. This then has always been, since the mystery was first announced to the world, the mystery of faith. My plan for the conference is to focus on two features of this mystery. First, to address ourselves to the Eucharist as a reality, and then to reflect on the Eucharist as presence. We begin then by asking ourselves, what is the reality to which the Church so strongly directs our attention when we speak of the real presence? What is the substantive behind the adjective? What's the reality behind the word real? We say that something is real when it is not merely imaginary or illusory. It is real if it exists outside of ourselves and is not merely a figment of our imagination or even just an idea in our minds. What then is the reality which we believe is present in the Eucharist? In order to get at what is by all accounts the deepest mystery that we daily deal with, suppose we begin by asking ourselves a few questions. Is this reality simply God? Well, we cannot quite say that, because God, as God, was in the world. He was in the world from the moment He made it. And we should add, He would have been in the world even if there had been no Eucharist. Surely, He was in the world before He instituted the Blessed Sacrament. So we cannot quite say the reality is, without further qualification, God. Is it perhaps God present in a special way? Yes, indeed. But in what way? It is, and this is, the essence of what we believe. It is God present as man. So that the Eucharist began with the Incarnation. It began in the womb of Mary. Except for her, there would be no Jesus. Except for Jesus, there would be no reality to speak of in the Eucharist. In a word, then, the Eucharist is unqualifyingly Jesus Christ. Our faith tells us that Christ, true God and true man, full God and full man, is present. Where is He present? He is present now in heaven, at the right hand of His heavenly Father. He then really ascended into heaven. The ascension was not make believe. But He is also present on earth, on our altars. We then believe that He is in the Blessed Sacrament as a living human being whose divinity assumed our nature, that He is the same, completely the same, identically the same, numerically the same, Jesus, who was born of His Virgin Mother, who will call us into eternity when, as we say, we die, and who will come in glory on the last day. Some time ago, I had occasion to be lecturing to an audience in Chicago, mainly Protestant, on some phase of the ecumenical movement. When I finished my lecture, there were questions. Among the questions was one from a dear lady sitting in one of the front seats, calling out above the vacuum of the auditorium, "Father," she said, "listening to you, I can see that what I believe, you believe." Well, I should have been flattered, but I wanted to make sure what she believed. So I asked her, "Lady, what faith do you profess?" "Oh," she said, "I am a Southern Baptist." Well, I told her, I am complimented. However, I do think we should clear up a few things. Would you mind, I asked her, if I asked you a few questions? Oh, she said no. Do you, as a Southern Baptist, believe that God became man and died on the cross for our sins? Oh, yes, I believe. Do you believe that this God became man after his death rose from the dead? Yes, I do. Do you believe that this Jesus, some 40 days after his resurrection, ascended into heaven to his heavenly Father? Yes, I believe. Now I said, before you answer the next question, take your time. Where is Jesus now? I asked her to wait, so she waited. Then she said, why? He is in heaven. Well, I told her, I believe that too. But is he only in heaven? Well, where else would he be? He went to heaven, didn't he? Yes. With you, I believe, he went to heaven. But unlike you, I believe he is also on earth. Because as a Catholic, my faith tells me the night before Jesus died, he made sure that after he had left the earth in visible form, he gave his successors the power to do what he did at the Last Supper, to change bread and wine into himself. And then I added, I hope one day that you will believe what I believe, because I can see your faith in Jesus is very strong. That's our faith. That is the reality. So we now begin to ask ourselves, if that is the reality, what is the presence? The word presence has so many words in our language, is not easy to define. Let's get at it, because some clarity in the understanding of the meaning of presence will help a lot to know what this presence is all about. Though we may, in a manner of speaking, say that one thing is present to another, the microphones are present to me, we don't really mean it. Strictly speaking, only intelligent, rational beings, persons, in our human vocabulary, are present one to the other. But it's not only that somehow one person is, well, where another person is, that makes the one present to the other. Besides, the one somehow being there, with relationship to the other person, so that presence is always a relationship. It most fundamentally implies an awareness of the person's being there. But as soon as we say this, we run head on into a major difficulty. If every presence is as it is, somehow a relationship between persons, what are we then to say about Christ's abiding among us in the Eucharist? Let me take this slowly. Not because it is so complicated, but because I can make it complicated in trying to simplify it. Are we always present to Christ in the sense that He is always aware of us? Yes, both as God and in the Eucharist as the God-man, Christ is fully aware of us, so that we are always present to Him. Prepositions here are of the essence. But what about us? If we are always present to Him, is Christ in the Eucharist always present to us? Well, before I go on, let's first state the obvious, lest I somehow mislead you. In one sense, yes, of course. If we understand presence as there-ness, since Christ is always there, better, since Christ is always here in the Eucharist with the fullness of His humanity and the plenitude of His divinity, He is there, or the closer we are, He is here, whether we think of Him or not. In a word, whether we are aware of Him or not. So presence as there-ness is independent of us. Oh, what an important sentence that is. That is the faith of the undivided Catholic Church. It is on this faith that so many of our separated brethren are separated from us. Because we affirm with the fullness of realization, as the Council of Trent so emphatically defined, in the Eucharist is the totus Christus, the whole Christ, with all that makes Him what He is, He's here. Presence, then, as beingness. Presence as reality, as either there-ness or here-ness, is independent of our awareness. But, and it's the adversities of our faith that really spell the difference between what we believe and how we live. In another sense, however, no. What was our question? The question was, is Christ in the Eucharist always present to us? We said yes. And I tried to, somewhat uncomplicatingly, explain in what sense the answer is yes. But in another sense, the answer is no. Christ may be, indeed, he is in the Eucharist. But in order to live out what the Church and Christ himself wants us to do, and what he intended when he instituted the Blessed Sacrament, it is that he should be present to us, not only physically, in reality, but also spiritually, in our minds and hearts. And what we said so far called for explanation. This sure does. Because some people take devotion to the Eucharist for granted. They act, or at least seem to act, as though because Christ is present, in the sense of he is here in our midst, he should do something to them. Like what? Like miraculously infusing their souls with some mystical light or mystical experience. Whereas this is the mystery of faith. When it is they, that's changed the pronoun, it is we who are supposed to do something for him. Like what? What are we to do to make the Eucharistic Christ present to us, not only physically, but spiritually?
Please turn over to side B.